Hey, it's AI Ty. Real Ty is on vacation. Now, don't be capping if I only blink like twice on this video. I already told you I'm AI Ty. And today, we're talking about your creativity, your originality, and how when it comes to making money, it isn't as nearly as important as you think it is. You don't want to miss the end of this video because what I'm going to share with you will make you money this year. Half of you are banging your head against a wall trying to squeeze originality into your work, and you're doing it for nothing because most of the clients you work with, they don't care about big original ideas. You're doing it for nobody, bruh. They care more about results. Now, before we go forward, make sure you hit that subscribe button and roll my damn intro. What's good? If this is your first time on this channel, Flash Film Academy is designed to help you get that bag. Other channels teach you how to spend your money. This channel teaches you how to make money with your camera. So if you want to know what LUT to slap on your poorly exposed footage to bring it back to life, this ain't it, fam. If you do want to learn how to do this for a living so you can quit your 9-to-5, you've landed in the right place. So tell me if this sounds familiar. You're watching TV and you see some low-budget movie on your screen with horrible framing. It's not just boring, but it's actively bad. It's the type of straight-to-VHS filmmaking that makes your eyes bleed. You pause it real quick, call over your wife or your buddy, and you point out how bad it is. I can do better than that, you said. You should have hired me. Have you ever done that? At some point, you probably have, because every creative I know has done that. The attitude is the difference between a pro and a chump. I used to think like that before I grew as an artist. I learned two very important lessons. Number one, the reality on the shoot is much different than it is in your head. Everybody's operating under the constraints of a budget. Sometimes when the cash is running low and you run into problems, you just gotta make the best out of what you have. It may start raining, someone may be sick, the location may not be available. Suddenly you're trying to make a shoot work in the parking lot behind a Walmart in the rain. It happens. Things go wrong. You gotta learn how to adapt. Sometimes it leads to good results, but sometimes it leads to bad results.
I mean, let's be honest, that's how your little brother got here.
So the attitude of "this is awful, they should have hired me" shows ignorance of the production process. If the producer hears you say that, they know you don't have experience. The second thing I learned is the wider audience doesn't care about bad shots. I care, my buddies care, but that's because we're in the industry. Film people care about film, go figure. The people at home don't care, and that's who this is being made for. Look at a company like Tubi, which has built an audience of people who love low-budget, semi-quality content. Tubi tells stories Hollywood would never take a risk on. I mean, when you think about it, Tubi has the most unique content, and not the same old superhero movies and remakes Hollywood pushes out every year. But anyway, back to the subject. Sometimes the thing that looks good isn't the thing that actually works best. We act like aesthetics are everything, but if we're being honest, that's just some BS to make us feel better about our craft. Because in reality, the thing that look good to creatives and the thing that works best for an audience are completely different. If you're doing a corporate gig, the business owner may not want to start the next big trend. Creativity doesn't translate to more money. They only care about sales, and inventing a new genre of video doesn't always get them more sales. They would rather have something that communicates their pitch effectively than have something that's jaw-dropping. Now, with all that in mind, let me point you to a tool you've overlooked: design templates. Now, hold up, bro. Before you roast me, chill out. I'm talking about these After Effects compositions from Video Hive, the Photoshop mockups from Graphic River. If you're unfamiliar with sites like Envato, they're a marketplace for templates. Now, let me say this for y'all, try to get on my head. They are not sponsors or nothing like that. I have no relation with these cats. But I went through a love-hate relationship with this website. When I first started out, I loved them because they gave me a boost of quality I didn't have before. Then I matured a bit and rejected the idea of using other people's work outright. I wanted to do everything myself, and I looked down on people who use these templates. Then I had yet another change of heart, and I realized that they're tools, just like any other. Let me tell you a story real quick. All my cats that's been doing this for a while, you gonna know where I'm going, so check this out. It was about a decade ago.
Back in the day when I was learning Adobe After Effects, the biggest tutorials in the world were put out by Andrew Kramer, the guy who runs Video Copilot. These days, Video Copilot makes plugins like Element 3D and a ton of 3D packs. But back in the day, it was just Andrew Kramer and his tutorials. So one day I was up late watching Conan O'Brien on the TV, and what do I see? An animated title that was right out of the Video Copilot tutorial. The editor took the training files from the site and literally replaced the text for a short Conan segment. People on the Video Copilot forums talked about it like crazy. I mean, they drugged this dude until Andrew Kramer himself defended the dude. He said he put the tutorials out there for this exact purpose. He went on to give the same lesson I'm giving you here. Not everything has to be original. Sometimes you need a 4-second title segment for a show, and it doesn't have to win awards. It just needs to be serviceable. I don't make my own camera. I don't make my own lens or editing software. So why look down on design templates? Now, for my Gold Plus members who have access to part 2 of this video, I am going to put out the second part that gives you tips and tricks on how to utilize these sorts of templates. If you're not a Gold Plus member, go ahead and click the link under this video and join. Now, I'm not being some grouchy old man here. I agree that originality and creativity truly do make every project the best it can be. However, what I'm getting at here is the fact that not every project deserves to be the best it can be, at least creatively. Original work demands time, effort, and most importantly, a budget that can support its pursuit for true creativity. It's not just about a spark of genius. It involves research, experimentation, iteration, and sometimes even failures before arriving at a final product. All these stages translate to hours of work, which in business equates to dollars. So think about your client. And let's be real, are your clients paying you enough for creative work, or are they just paying you enough for regular work? If the client isn't investing 5 figures or more into a project, they shouldn't be expecting award-winning work, and you shouldn't be placing that burden upon yourself just because. Now look, as you work in the industry and you go from B2C to B2B, you work with the same type of client over and over again, especially if you've nailed down your niche. What works for one client will probably work for a majority of clients. McDonald's don't reinvent the burger every single time. They have a template that they use. So in your business, to be effective and efficient, it's great that you create internal templates that you can slap on a project and keep it moving. Don't try to reinvent the wheel for every new client. Stick to something and have proof that whatever you're sticking to will provide you with the results the client wants. Now listen, I will go into way more detail on the second part of this video. As I was saying, it's essential to understand the end goal. If you're creating a corporate video for a marketing company, the objective is clear: to communicate a message and drive action. Don't bother with anything remotely cinematic. Save that for when it's appropriate. Always respect your time. Lean on the tools that you have available to you. Charge appropriately for your work, and then knock it out the park. Keep in mind that nobody wants video or photo. They want the result of that video or photo. You should be placing that first. And that's why I'm not selling image quality in 2024. It's all about results. Anyway, I'm giving way too much away. For those that's serious about this, you know where to find me on the Flashfilm Academy app, where I talk to people who are seriously looking to grow their photography or videography business. The rest of the people that just want to be entertained and play around, I've given you more than enough. Anyway, it's your boy AI Ty. As always, be inspired, be creative, be profitable. Man, if you're going into 2024 and you ain't profitable by now, fam, you just sell your gear. I'll buy it off you. Come post it in the forums of the people that's really trying to get their bag. We'll take all that gear you got on credit card that you didn't bought, you know what I'm saying, putting yourself in negative, trying to get all that stuff you overdrafted your account to buy. We'll come take it off your hands. Let the contenders buy the stuff off the pretenders. Anyway, I'm out.